Through it all, we have been supported by the most passionate fan base in the country. These great fans deserve teams that make them proud. It will not be easy, but we will succeed.
Remember the past, but look forward and don't look back.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride.
It starts with everybody that touches the University of Tennessee.
And that'll do it. Tennessee is going to snap their 11-game conference losing streak.
We got to get better, and everybody do your job, and it's that simple.
And it is over, and number one goes down. Tennessee comes back to knock off the unbeaten Zags, 76-73.
I'm going to tell you what my expectations are. My expectations is to win every game we play.
I want 100% locked in. You got it?
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your fans behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. We can go when we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't know.
Welcome into the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, Thursday edition of the program. It's 3 and Out. Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, Davey Hudson, Will Stevens.
I'm equipped. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, sound all right.
Just checking. Wanted to wear my mask in a business.
It's good. It's covering your nose. That was
that
part
a
of
shirt?
It. That was part of it.
No, it's a
do-rag.
It's a buff.
It's a cloth covering that will. What was the definition?
Maybe,
they
maybe
use?
Not. Help.
What's the definition they use? Would
I don't know.
Block intentional and unintentional.
Intentional?
That was in one of the things. Yeah. Yeah. We got a mandatory mask rule now in Knox County.
Not until tomorrow.
Right.
Oh. Oh, okay,
yeah,
good.
Starts tomorrow. Inside public places. And if you're 12 or up, or is it over 12? I mean, doesn't matter for me. My kids are under, so they're good.
12 and under, you don't have to wear a mask?
Right. Yeah.
Is it if you identify as a 12-year-old or older?
Yeah, somebody was already making that statement. That they're going to walk around saying, I identify as an 11-year-old, I'm trans age. You cannot tell me that I have to wear a mask. I don't know where to start. Sometimes.
I thought you'd come in guns a-blazing. You seem pretty mellow.
Well, I've had some time to think about it.
That's always good to sleep on it.
Mm-hmm.
Gather your thoughts.
We're going to have state. House of Representatives, Jason Zachary, join us at 8 o'clock. I think, for me, what he tweeted last night is what I want to focus on is that our unelected health department board passed an order that we'll get into enforcement as we go, but that technically speaking, you can be jailed for
30 days.
Right. In the county and fined. The Knox County mayor voted against But it passed 7-1. So it was a bunch of mainly doctors or professors in the UT medical department at UT. That's mainly what the health department is. I have the list. We can get to their credentials in a minute. But those people, against what the one guy on the board that was voted there wanted, passed something that can, I mean, could technically end you in jail. Now, what I thought was most interesting is the basically the law enforcement representative at the meeting, according to the report, the write-up at the New Sentinel, apparently he was constantly saying, this is not something you can do. Like, don't do this.
You keep saying that word. I don't think you know what it means.
And they did it anyway.
Inconceivable.
So that's more what made me kind of go, huh? I don't think a lot of people... Listen, if you want to be more educated on a topic, you have to be able to admit when you don't understand something. This hit, and I was like, I mean, I've heard about governors and states pushing an order through.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're elected officials. Whether you agree or disagree with their ability, their power, that at least makes some sense under very base level democracy. Like, you would think that they would only do orders from their position as an elected official to make the majority of the state happy, so that they get reelected, or so that the person in their party, if they're not going to run again, gets elected, right? You wouldn't think that somebody in a position of power in a democracy would do things that only the minority wants. So that at least at a very base level democratic system passes logic. What doesn't pass logic is when 7 unelected people vote for something when the one elected guy says, I don't think this is right. I don't think my people... Because if Knox Mayor Glenn Jacobs thinks that the majority of people in Knox County are pro the mask mandate, wouldn't he have voted yes?
Yeah.
Yeah. So my issue, and look, we'll get into the mask debate later, but the mask debate, whether it you should wear one or should not wear one, is more in the realm of we can have a conversation about it. We can agree to disagree. I want to hear your point, your side of it. If you're pro-mask, or even if you're pro-mask mandate, that's fine. I can have that conversation. I hate people that start calling people names as soon as there's a disagreement. That's just, as we've talked about with a lot of stuff going on right now, that's a way to really make sure there's no change and no unity, and just creates more division in our society. That's if you're just going to start name calling immediately and say everybody, you know, then there's no point in having the conversation. I can talk about the mask thing, but what got me irate was I didn't know they could do that. And I don't think many people did. And if some people say they did know that, then either good on them for being that educated about our local. I mean, the health department's never told me to do something that I wasn't gonna do anyway. I don't think. I mean, I can't think of another example. And here's one of my big questions for the day. They cited the like 100 and something complaints that they got as a reason why they passed this. Or at least the newspaper write-up made it sound like that was a big part of it. These people aren't used to receiving complaints and comments about public health, at least not with something like this, mm-hmm. right? I mean, they might get the occasional complaint here or there, or the occasional like, hey, this area of our county isn't safe for this. I just wanted to let you know. But these people aren't experienced in making policy that's going to anger some, make some really happy, and then everyone in between. Like, that's not their role. At least in my head, that's not their role. Six medical professionals, a Knox County Schools representative, which is Bob Thomas, the superintendent right now, and the county mayor. Like, this group can just bring an order down because some people, because they got some complaints. They're not, that's not normally their role. And so in maybe a critical time in their world, they're making decisions that they're not used to make. That whole thing just feels really, really strange.
You'll get why I did that in a second. Did you see what Sheriff Spangler, a lot of S's, had to say last night?
I did.
I don't know why I expected kind of a lengthy statement. Message from the sheriff. There are serious questions as to the constitutionality of the order made by the health board. My deputies are sworn to support and defend the Constitution. We will rely on the citizens of this community to protect themselves and others in the manner they find appropriate. Scene. He basically dunked all over the order, saying, if you think I'm going to go out and just look for people to arrest because they don't have a mask on, yeah.
I got better stuff to do, basically.
Yeah. We have bigger problems in every community around the world than do people wear masks all the time. Scene.
Well, and another interesting layer to this is they did not make this mandatory at schools. They passed the buck on that and said, well, the State Department of Education will make that call.
Oh, passing the buck? Oh.
Yeah.
That's weird. No one's been doing that lately.
Right. I didn't understand, and this is on me, I guess. I didn't understand when Glenn Jacobs said, I'm having to listen to our health department, and it's out of my hands with the 28-day phase one, phase two, phase three thing. Because it's he at first didn't really respond when that came out, and people had a lot of issues with it, and whoever wrote the graphic couldn't spell the word amended, and they didn't write the mask stuff on there at all. Like, it was very – I mean, it was a cluster, let's be honest. He kind of stayed quiet for a minute, but then in videos basically started saying, like, he just kind of disagreed with the plan. Even though, which I don't understand. All right, to make sure we're factually accurate, let's get to the numbers about the complaints. It says the health department reported. So this is from the health department. This isn't like opinion from the newspaper. This is the health department reported since May 1st. So 2 months, May and June. They have received hundreds of complaints from residents about businesses that were not following masking, occupancy, or social distancing guidelines. So this isn't just about masks. This is any complaint about a business. About 250 complaints were for food service businesses, while 178 were for other types of businesses. I think my theory is they passed this because those people are yelling at them. Because,
So what is that, right at 400 calls?
Yeah.
400.
A little over 400.
What's the population of Knox County?
428. About 450,000 people? 450,000 people.
Right.
How many complaints do you think went out on Shiano Sunday?
Oh, Lord. Do tweets count?
I mean, kind of. That's a person voicing their displeasure.
Thousands and thousands.
Yeah.
Thousands.
I mean, and obviously that accomplished the goal of those complaints. So maybe that's a bad example. But I'm just trying to... I worry that people are having to make decisions now they've never had to make before, and they don't understand scale and scope. They don't understand how large, sorry, you got a few emails, Do you want to know how many emails I got when Cody McClure sent a tweet during a basketball tournament?
How many? Did you ever tally them?
I couldn't.
But
probably over 100,000. Probably over 100,000.
I want everyone to hear that. Not over 100. Not over 1,000. 100,000 emails. 100,000. He's not kidding.
I mean, one group that mobilized and came at me had over 180,000 people in their list. That was just one of the publications. 100,000 complaints. I'm glad I don't make decisions based on 400 and something.
I'm trying to think. What is that, half of a percent? Or is that
of the county?
What, yeah, what's 450,000 divided by 400? Like, what's the percentage there? Is that half of 1%-ish?
450 of 450,000,
right?
Like, it's about 1,000th.
One thousandth.
Right.
Of the population.
Yeah.
Complaint. And how many of those were multiple people?
Huh. Who knows?
Okay.
I texted an attorney last night just asking for their thoughts on. The response was, probably unconstitutional. They won't enforce it. And I was like, okay, but aren't we going to have some crazy like tattletale drama now? Aren't we going to have that person who's not wearing a mask somewhere that they're supposed to be wearing a mask and somebody's going to call the cops? Or somebody's going to, like, won't the complaints ramp up now? Hey, saw John Smith. He was over at the whatever. Wasn't wearing his mask.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
I just
because now you've given power to those 450 people, and they're going to wield it like a kid that's found his dad's gun. Mm. That's from Jurassic Park. I couldn't think of anything better. But like, that's what this is. This is what this has been the whole time. The vocal minority gets their way, and then things just go crazy because the majority of people aren't freaking out about it. The majority of people, when they are in a certain situation, are probably going to wear a mask if they feel it's necessary.
I wore a mask yesterday.
Yeah, I don't understand if are they mad at the businesses themselves. Like, hey, I went and got food, and the guy who was making it didn't have a mask on, and so they're complaining about that. Are they complaining about, hey, there were people in line at the Burger King, and none of them had masks on, and I was in there, and I was scared.
I mean, how about this? Okay, that's a great question. I mean, that is the question. I walked into a county building the other day, had a big sign up, mask required. I had to do one thing. I had to walk in, had to pay for something, I had to get my license renewed, the new tag. I get to the door, and I'm like, man, I mean, I have a mask in the car. The one time I've been asked to wear a mask in Virginia, I wore the mask.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to go camping. I wore the mask. So I hope people don't take this as like the people that are like, it's just wearing a mask. I don't know why you. I'm actually kind of on board with that. It's not.
Oh yeah, it's not the end of the world.
It's not a. I'm gonna down this hill. This is against my. This isn't like the U.S. Olympians that stood there with their hand up.
Yeah.
I mean, saying like what we're having to do is wrong. I don't think wearing a mask is wrong. I don't even disagree with that premise. And that's what everybody argues. You wear a seatbelt, don't you? Yeah. Do you go the speed limit? Most of the time. I understand that there are things that the government says to do for your safety. Can't smoke in a restaurant, but now you need, you can't smoke in a tight public place. Now you should wear a mask. There is precedent for this type of legislation. That's not even in question, but that's what most people are arguing about today or in last night. That's what most people are arguing about. The problem is the way it was done. I mean, I walked in to get my tag renewed, had the big sign up. The mask wasn't in the car that I was with, that I was in. I started to turn around, like, well, I guess I'll come back when I have my mask. And I went, what are they going to do?
What did they do?
So I walked in. I mean, there's no one in the building. I walked in. I walked all the way up to where the registration thing is. There's one person ahead of me in line. I stayed about 12 feet behind them. They have a mask on. They're about 12 feet from the people that are doing the work. And they're all around the corner. So now I'm standing there. Another guy walks up behind me. He's got a mask on. He stays about 12 feet behind me because, I mean, there's tons of space in this queue. Person gets done, walks out, kind of goes past us. Lady in front of me goes. Then another person walks out. Now it's my turn. I come around the corner. None of the people working there have masks on. Zero. Now, they do have the glass up. I guess that's how they can do that.
But they're working with each other back there, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I walk up, and I wonder, they're going to... But then it hits me, no, they can't say anything. No. What are they going to do?
I think the mask required sign was probably just a CYA.
Yeah.
You know, a friendly advisory that... follow it if you want, but if you don't...
So did one of those people in line contact the health department and say, I saw a guy get his license renewed without wearing a mask?
I hope so.
This is a big problem.
I hope they knew who you were.
There's a big sign even that says mask required, and no one did anything about it. Are you mad at the lady sitting there that took my check and handed me my tag back? Is it her fault that I didn't wear a mask? Is she supposed to tase me? What is the business supposed to do? Let's say I'm a big mask person, and I reopen my restaurant, and I mean my staff is religious about that. There was a guy in FedEx yesterday that asked the guy putting the package up on the desk to back up and stand on the footprints for the social distancing.
After he put the package on the desk?
Well, he was still kind of standing there talking to him too close, and the guy said very nicely, and the guy did it fine. It was a very cordial interaction, most in-person things are. It was not like the internet. He's like, oh, sir, I keep forgetting this, but can you please just back up and make sure you're standing on the footprint so that we're social, And the guy's like, oh, yeah, sorry, and just took a step back and kept on going with the conversation. But, other than doing that, what if that guy was like, nah, man, this stuff's baloney. What's that guy at FedEx supposed to do?
Yeah.
What's the business owner supposed to do? If all of his people are following the letter of the law, but half the patrons that come in there don't, if they're not social, if they're, shooting pool and just hugging on each other.
Well, then you get complaints to the health department, and then they pass an ordinance where you have to wear a mask or you go to jail. That was the process. That's how that works. But the police have said, no, they do not. So we all just, everyone gets what they want, so everybody wins and nothing changes. It was actually pretty genius. They passed the ordinance, so now those people feel like they accomplished something and can rat on people. They're going to call the police. The police aren't going to enforce it. Everybody wins. Genius, really.
You saw them set up a program in New York to where there was a number you could send pictures to.
They did do that.
Yeah. If you see someone not wearing a mask, text it here. And it was all...
Boom, it's a penis.
Boom. Welcome back.
We'll continue the discussion on the flip side. I mean, it applies to sports. It does. Davey had a great tweet last night. He's SpongeBob, I don't know how you say that, fonted.
Yeah, that's good. SpongeBob font.
He used the SpongeBob font to say stick to sports because we get that from time to time these days. And his point was...
Newsflash.
There are none.
Well, there's some here and there.
And politics are going to decide whether you get any sports at all.
Oh, the irony.
Congratulations. We'll come back. As long as it's not up to the health department, which apparently it might sort of, kind of, can be. I don't know. We'll be back with more. Stick with us on 3 and Out. Welcome back into the Fan Run Studios, Fox Sports Knoxville. We're going to talk to Jason Zachary, state representative for Tennessee's 14th District, coming up at 8 a.m. His tweet that got that conversation started was, whether you think a mask should be worn or not is another debate. Do you realize an unelected health board at the objection of our county mayor...
Elected county mayor.
Yeah, just forced you to wear a mask anywhere in Knox County. This is an unenforceable mandate by a board that is not accountable to anyone.
Where does it stop?
I mean, I asked this question. Does that mean, and I'll ask him, does that mean if the health department said that guns are a safety issue, that they could pass an order that says no guns?
No legislation needed. They just passed the order.
Okay, so let's do it for you Democrats out there. What if they said, yeah, we actually do think babies in the womb are just as human as babies outside the womb. No more abortions. Knox County can have no abortions. They're now illegal for health safety reasons. They can do that too, right? I mean,
they could put it forth, and then obviously based off Supreme Court precedent,
we'd be in the same spot, right?
You would just have to wait. Yeah,
that's what the sheriff's saying. He's saying the mask thing is not.
Yeah, it's not in the Constitution. So, see ya.
I don't know of any Supreme Court decisions that relate to wearing masks in public. I
haven't seen one.
Well, it's interesting. I saw a lot of people get mad because there were, I think it was in North Carolina. Yeah, it was in North Carolina. Their legislator hasn't put forth any rules as it relates to the mask, but apparently they have a law on the books that doesn't allow you to wear masks, and it's related to the KKK. Mm. And it's been on the books for a long time, and people were kind of going clickbaity and basically saying North Carolina is making it illegal to wear a mask out in public to, like, protect for health purposes, which is not true at all. They just have that law that's already on the book. No one enforces if you're wearing a mask for other reasons.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things whereas it would take time to move up the chain of command whenever you're looking at the court systems if they were to implement something like that. But one of the big things that personally I don't believe a lot of people try to think through is, all right, well, if this precedent is set, how far is it willing to go? Like, I mean, can you get on a slippery slope situation and it just continues to go downhill? And that's where I think a lot of people want to go ahead and, like, listen, we need to draw the line here, because if we don't, you can keep it going. And as long as that continues, I do believe that a lot of people aren't looking at it for the long-term effect. They're just saying, all right, the here and the now.
That's what hasn't that been a problem on some level, somewhere in how the coronavirus has been handled by some people? Like, I think everyone can agree that there's been some unintended consequences that have not been good.
Some.
Remember when we had,
was it
nine
much.
Suicides in 48 hours in Knox County?
8 or 9, I think, yeah.
Yeah. We still only have 5 deaths from coronavirus, mm-hmm. by the way. If you want, I don't know why Big Glenn Jacobs hasn't.
Yeah, I know. He didn't tweet out the update. I guess he was so angry.
Yeah, he laid low. Good for him for voting against. I mean, it was going to pass. Like, he knew it was going to pass, but he wanted to put that on the record that, no, this is not where I stand. On June 30th, so that was 2 days ago, we had 14 in the hospital. That was actually down one from the day before. We had 234 active cases. 234 active cases in the county.
That was down 31 from the day before.
They've had 927 positive tests overall. In the entire county. Davey said during the break, less than 1,000 cases ever of this.
Yeah, I saw a graphic put up by the Tennessee Board of Health or Health Department, and it was a little bit higher than that. I want to say it was at 982 cases for all of Knox County. But, I mean, if you're talking a population of 470,000, when you boil that down to a percent, that's 0.2% of Knox County has tested positive for COVID. 0.2.
And
then on top of that, like...
Some of those may be double positives, where they've tested someone twice.
And we also haven't had a death since April 25th.
Yeah. You got to go back a ways.
Yeah. This is what we said from the very beginning. Flatten the curve.
April.
So, I mean...
And we've done just that. And now the new cases are being well managed. People are being well taken care of. So we are equipped to handle it. We did everything that the shutdown was set to accomplish. And we're still losing our minds.
That's what cracks me up. The health department rated the county's case growth benchmark as red, citing statistically significant increases in cases over the weekend and early this week. Yeah, that's because they were so damn low to begin with.
If
the cases jumped from 734 to 977. So that's the freak out. 734 to 977 is why
243 cases.
Yeah. That's their
over the course of
a week.
So if you're wondering what percent five deaths out of 470,000 people, it is 0.001%.
Yeah, 1/1000th of a percent.
They changed something from red to yellow. I guess their turnaround time. I mean, I never verified this, but I mean, we did have somebody early on in the COVID thing say they went and got a test and never got their test results. So maybe the health department should worry about that instead of their 450 complaints about, you know, people not wearing a mask, right? Or not social distancing or not. The other three benchmarks, Houston, hospital capacity, contact tracing capacity, and deaths, remain green.
Yeah, right now in Knox County, you have a 99.999% survival rate if you were to catch COVID. Or, I mean, just not catch COVID, but just right now for people in the county.
I'm really not trying to, again, diminish what we're going through. I'm not trying to tell people who are scared that there's no respect due to this virus or this situation. But at what point do we realize what we're doing? At what cost does all of this come with? I mean, you said it. 8 suicides in 48 hours. 5 deaths in 3 months due to this thing. Not to mention the countless other issues plaguing people right now in our community. In communities around the state, the region. 243 in a week? Like, I understand right now if you're in Houston, Texas, and they're getting like 4,000 cases a day. Like, I get it. Yeah, like, that's something's going on. Be very careful. And I understand not wanting Knoxville, Tennessee to look like Houston, Texas, to look like some of the cities in Florida. I get that. But again, it feels like we're very equipped, and none of that has even started to happen yet. Like, our curve has been quite flat. I just don't get it.
Again, when it
looked, I mean, if they had put out a recommendation instead of an order, like, I'm fine with that. Like, it's fine.
Well, that's been a recommend. That's been a, if you're alive right now in 2020, A, sorry. B, of course you know about the mask recommendation due to coronavirus. Like, that's, everybody knows that. Buckethead tweets in and says, "I thought the hospital capacity, which could lead to deaths, is what was important, not the death rate itself."
Well, but yeah, hospital capacity is green in Knox County. There's, yeah. I think both
are obviously important, but yeah, like
18 is the max I've seen. And we got
hospitalized at one time?
Yeah, we got 4 hospitals. The hospital capacity is green. That's from the health department.
Of course it is. Ain't nobody in a hospital.
Case growth is red, but if you know anything about growth, if you have none and then you get some, like your percent, that everybody got mad because one of the news stations ran a thing saying 41% new cases. This was like weeks ago because it went up by like 14 cases. That's how low the numbers were. The testing is now yellow. And
do we want it green or red?
We want it green.
Okay.
They weren't turning around the test fast enough. They're testing benchmark.
Well, Davey, was it you that said yesterday that the Knox County's out of the quick test, the immediate response?
That is what
test?
I was told from a friend who went to the health department to get tested that Knox County is currently out of the rapid test.
Yeah.
So hospital capacity, contact tracing, and deaths are all green. So,
but the cases, they're using a percentage number instead of a benchmark number, and so 10 cases is a big percentage jump from a day before when you had one or two, and so, right. Oh, the freak out.
Right. And look, I blame Trump and his group and some other Republicans that didn't really do a lot of deep dive on math and just said, yeah, as long as your numbers go down for 2 weeks, then you can reopen. It's like, what if I have no cases? Hmm. What if there were counties in Tennessee when that came out that had literally zero cases. Their numbers are cannot go down.
Yeah, so one case the next day, 100% spike, 200% spike with two. Like, those are scary numbers that people need to understand. And instead of reporting the actual number, outlets run with percentages, yeah. Which if I have $1 and I double my money, I have $2. Ooh.
Yeah.
It's not hard.
You titled the show, lies.
Damn lies and statistics.
And a lot of people, are struggling with very basic statistics. And I almost stroked out yesterday on some people. I mean, like, just.
Oh, yeah. You were swinging the bat last night.
Yeah. I do think it's very odd, though, that a lot of medical people, even some of the ones that. Here's our weird circle, and we'll come back with this. There are people out there that from Jump Street have said, listen to the experts. You're not qualified to speak about this. The experts said, don't need to wear a mask if you're healthy. If you don't have the virus, don't wear a mask. That's dumb. It doesn't work. There's been lots of randomized clinical trials that show that they don't significantly do anything to slow the spread, especially if a bunch of healthy people are wearing it, it doesn't matter. Shouldn't do it. For some reason, those experts, many of the most elevated ones in the public positions, have flipped. I'll tell you my theory on why, and I'll also tell you why those people now that are like, listen to the experts, are the same people that sent the complaints to the health department who we're now listening to. Like, we have a mask mandate based off the people that told us, we don't know what we're talking about, listen to the experts. Those are the people that now have pushed the health department to make a decision. It's this really weird circle that makes no sense. Final segment, hour number one of the program, Thursday edition, 3 and Out. Holiday weekend coming up. I don't know if you've seen what some of the other state governors have said. They've been telling people about not spending time with their family, unless they live with them. Hey, unless they're in your household, you shouldn't spend time with your family. I think in that same city, they had a massive protest yesterday where everybody was right together in a picture with, not a lot of mask wearing and stuff. We're going to have Representative Jason Zachary come on at 8 o'clock to get his thoughts on how the health department used its power to pass this and what that means potentially for high school sports in Knox County. The University of Tennessee sports, that's in Knox County, right? Like, we've talked a lot about how leaders, they start every statement with, I'm working together with this group and this group and this group to come up with whatever. But, I mean, we know there's always got to be some type of power struggle there. Of course, Knoxville has the city mayor and the county mayor, and they have to work together. I don't know if you saw, the city mayor was really happy about, she tweeted out, good for public health.
I saw it.
Yeah. So a lot of people have asked the question, because the video's going around of Dr. Fauci, who's been the pinnacle medical. He's gotten the most camera time in front of the most people. So that's all I'm saying. He's been the top of the visible medical community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say he's the face of the pandemic.
Of the coronavirus?
Yeah, of the federal response to the coronavirus. He came out early on, and this video has been going around, and said, no, healthy people should not wear masks. I believe he said that because, and I did some research, there are many, many randomized clinical trials, most of them done in hospitals or medical areas where people wear the mask already anyway, that cannot find significant evidence that the mask changed outcomes on virus transmission.
Now, at first, that was a big push of not needing a mask because they wanted to make sure there were plenty available for medical professionals.
But that's not the reason Fauci gave. I mean, he clearly said healthy people. I mean, it's a whole interview. He's and it's been going around, you know, Twitter, you know, until I don't even think that's something Twitter's been taking down. But he since recanted that to the new stance that, well, I mean, they might work, so I might as well wear them. I mean, he doesn't say it that cavalier. My theory
is... But that's, I think, what a lot of people have now settled on.
Yeah.
There are some people who believe certain information, but I think the majority of people understand it probably doesn't hurt. It's more likely to help than harm.
I'll just wear
a mask. Yeah.
And again, I don't really have a problem with that take. That's not... I don't know. That's not... That's part of the mask debate, and that's okay. That's a different conversation than a health department just wielding power, like creating an order that the sheriff won't enforce. I mean, isn't that one of the ultimate signs of failure in any organization? I mean, don't we sit here today and say our local government has failed when one group passes something that the enforcement group says, nope, can't enforce it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a huge failure. And I'm going to ask Representative Zachary, like, what's the health department's burden to understand the Constitution? Like, I mean, are they vetted? Like, you know, how are they selected? Like, what? I don't know. We're going to get his thoughts on that. Maybe he'll educate us a little bit in some of those aspects. I think what happens, though, is, I mean, my wife's in the medical community. I have pinged lots of people she knows. And the ones I respect the most are anti-mask people when healthy. These are doctors, nurse practitioners, people that wear masks for their job. And they're like, yeah, it's not. Most of them's first reaction is most regular people touch their mask so much that it might even make it worse.
Mm-hmm.
Because they breathe in their mask all day, then they're always touching it. They take it off when they get home. They rewear. I mean, I feel like the disposable mask, like, they're made to be disposed of. But people are wearing around the same mask every day because we don't have that many or whatever. Who knows? People are wearing crocheted, holy garments on their face. Or, you know. I mean, there was even a study that's been run recently that said if you don't clean your cloth mask after each use, it's not going to be effective. Each use, not even each day, each use. It's like if I put it on, I take it back off with my hands, now I'm touching everything, and I put it back on, like, I just contaminate everything. My buddy says he saw a guy in a Home Depot take the mask off, pull his glove off with his mouth, touch his cell phone with his finger, put the gloves back on, and then start picking up stuff at Home Depot with the glove that he put his mouth on. That's worse than if that guy just walked in and touched stuff with his hands. I mean, it's that type of stuff. But here's what I think happens. You got these randomized clinical trials from pre-COVID. People in the medical community, for the most part, are like, hey, healthy people don't need to be wearing masks. There's certain situations where we probably should just do it just to make sure. Okay, good, done. So, first question comes out, beginning of the pandemic. Dr. Fauci, what's the medical community think about masks? And he says, healthy people don't need to wear masks. We've done a bunch of trials. This, da, 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 da. Well, then the loud people, the same people that complain to the health department, are like, how can they not work? I mean, they block my breath. And they start screaming. And the politicians start listening. The leaders start listening. The health department start listening because that's the one that's annoying them on a daily basis. So they go back to their medical person and like, what the hell, man? These people are up in arms about this. And really, at Fauci's level, it's all political, right? I mean, it's how does he answer questions from the media? I mean, the whole thing's political. So it's basically like, do you still want to be the face? Do you still want to be the expert that we come to? Do you still want to get all the attention? Do you want to be the guy that carried us through this trying time? If so, you better get on board with the political message that our constituents who are complaining the most, thinking that the mask worked. And so all of a sudden you got, well, you know, it can't really hurt, right? It's not hard to wear a mask. It's not like we're asking people to sacrifice anything. We'll still let them take it off when they eat and drink and stuff. And so they just sell out, essentially. They sell out from the truth because there's no risk on their part. They're not making anybody do anything. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't. And that's where all those arguments that are pro-mask are fine. I think if I wear a sign around my neck that says I have asthma and walk into a business, I don't think anybody's going to give me the death stares that I would get if I walked in without the sign and no mask, right? If I walk in and say, I have asthma, can't wear a mask, people are probably going to look at me, get really big eyes, look at the sign, go, oh, okay. I don't want to offend you. Now, I don't know. We're going to ask Representative Zachary about it coming up next. Stick with us. We'll have him on the line here and kick off hour two next.